He is not here. He has risen from the dead as he said he would. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Every Lent and Holy Week, I find myself pondering what it must have been like for those women who early in the morning are on their way to the tomb of Jesus, walking through their grief and burdened with linens, spices, and oils to anoint and serve their beloved teacher one last time. I picture them quietly sobbing, yet continuing onward. Then the shock of the stone rolled away, leaving the tomb open. The additional shock of a dazzling figure, an angel, telling them that Jesus has risen and they need to tell his disciples to go to Galilee and await him there. The shock of the totally unexpected, the inability to comprehend. Years ago, I learned about this kind of shock in a kind of interesting way, I think. When Ian was probably about 10, we planned a trip to Disneyland. As it turned out, John's mother, who lived in Minnesota, was going to be visiting a longtime dear friend in the same area. And she did not know, well, she kind of knew we were going to be in Disneyland, but anyway, we decided to pay her a surprise visit while she was with her friend. A rather elaborate scheme was hatched, in which the hostess for John's mother was going to tell her that she had some friends that she hadn't seen in years, and they were going to be coming, and she wanted to have them have a brunch, and so if Edith May would help with that, and it would all be great. And so anyway, that part was going on. Meanwhile, we leave Disneyland and are driving up to see them, unbeknownst to his mother. So we arrive at the door, finally, and we knock and we open the door, and we can hear John's mom is in the kitchen. And she comes out of the kitchen just like lickety-split, and I know that she sees us. But she walks up and introduces herself to us. And the look of confusion in her eyes, that shock, was so real. And it's beyond comprehension. And then I think about these women who now have seen an empty tomb, when that certainly wasn't what they were expecting. They have talked to an angel. Certainly what my daily life doesn't include that. So just that shock and what it must have been, and then to have that joy. That complete joy. So in any event, that's what I think about many a Lenten season. So today, let us repeat, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And please pray with me. Holy, everlasting Lord, here we offer our thanks. Thank you for this morning filled with the joy of resurrection. We are grateful that this morning especially we can be here with you. May all we sing, say, and pray be pleasing to you. Bless Pastor Bob as he brings your word to us this morning. May our ears truly hear and our hearts and minds be so transformed that we become a blessing to others throughout this week. We thank you again for this day which you have graciously given to each of us and ask all this in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.